Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Where today, of course, another episode of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 years now of radio presence. I do want to mention the fact we are doing a live video feed streaming on Twitch.tv. Check out the Sports Byline USA channel to see what's happening. We'll show you some video highlights, etc. Bottom line is, this is a radio talk show. For the next 2 hours, we're talking combat sports on, of course, Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Want to mention Channel 211, of course, our boy Dan Patrick, of course, iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. There's like 1,000 different internet platforms, but the bottom line is, this is your show, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we'll be talking about Earl Spence. What can I say? Not so impressive, folks. I need a lot of Viagra for Earl Spence to get up for his next fight, depending on who it's against. The Mikey Garcia fight last night, uneventful, 12 rounds of, how we say, snoring. We'll hear from Earl Spence, Manny Pacquiao, and maybe some time with Mikey Garcia if we got some time as well. Muhammad Ali will be here tonight. Muhammad Ali and Howard Cosell, hour number two. Johnny Sigel will be here. Wait, I'm not done. We'll also hear from Mike Tyson in his craziest moments, folks. Some of the nuttiest stuff he said. I edited the hell out of it, but the bottom line is, Mike's Mike. And, of course, we'll hear from Iron Mike Tyson. Two different heavyweight champions in hour number two. We'll hear from Ali, and we'll hear from Tyson. Two different perspectives of the heavyweight championship, no doubt about it. Well, as I said, this is your show, so we've got open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text studio, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Here I sit, high atop my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Live, this is Ring Talk Worldwide.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
From the city by the bay to Las Vegas, Nevada, us bringing our own Johnny Signorella. Johnny, a big weekend in boxing, no doubt about that. But I got to tell you, Errol Spence and Mikey Garcia did not live up to any expectations I had.
Well, I think it's because Spence shut him down with the jab and awesome varied punch trajectories, man. I got to give Spence a lot of credit for last night. I think the media bothered him going into this fight. People saying Garcia is the better boxer, and if they were at even weight, Garcia, you know, would beat him up and outbox him. But I tell you what, Errol Spence went in there and looked like a very capable boxer, man. I don't know, man. I was impressed with his performance last night, especially, again, the punch trajectories, hitting Mikey Garcia on the ear and then making Garcia protect that ear. The next thing you know, he's landing straight left right on the forehead, making Garcia try to protect the forehead and then, again, getting nailed on the ear. I just thought it was a masterful performance from Errol Spence last night, Pedro.
He was too cautionary. He's fighting a smaller guy. If you put me in there with a featherweight Golden Glove champion, I'm going to eat him alive, okay? Especially when he can't punch and I've got such a great chin. I've got these physical attributes. I'm bigger than he is. I'm probably weighing close to 160 pounds. He's maybe weighing 145 and his artificial weight at that. There's no excuse for Errol Spence to not step on the gas pedal last night and take him out of there. He did not step on the gas. He was pedestrian.
Now, I feel you on those points. I get it. I feel like if I'm fighting a smaller man, I should manhandle him. I have to give Mikey Garcia credit in the heart and chin category. Now, as far as his offense is concerned, Mikey Garcia did not show up last night, man. 75 total punches landed against 345 to Errol Spence. Man, he was in handcuffs all night because of the great jab that Spence was doing and because of the size. He was using the size in a different way. He didn't muscle him like we were talking about if we were bigger men. Accustomed to fighting smaller guys that, you know, we used to box, you and I. So bottom line is we know how to fight smaller men. We control them physically. However, Spence decided to do it with the jab. I think he could have beat Mikey Garcia 10 different ways last night. This is the way he decided to do it.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know, Mikey Garcia didn't come to really fight. He came to get paid. And I realized that, listen, you sort of realize when you're in with a bigger guy, a much bigger guy, you sort of feel it right away. You say, whoa. You know, he moves you backwards a little bit. Or you try to move him and he doesn't move. He's there like a rock, like an anchor, you know. So you realize the size discrepancy and it affects you mentally. But, you know, the fighting handcuff, Mikey Garcia fighting handcuff, he talked a lot of smack here, and he got paid a lot of money, got paid more money than Errol Spence. And as far as Errol Spence is concerned, I'm going back to what Socrates Palmer, the professor of pugilism himself, just said yesterday, of course, 2012 Olympic gold medalist does not compare with a 1976 Olympic gold medalist and Ray Charles Leonard. I mean, the gold medalists from days past and the gold medalists of today's era are just not in a different world. I mean, you can't even put Ray Leonard and Earl Spence in the same ballpark, let alone the same ring.
I have to agree with that statement. You know, Earl Spence is not even close to being there. I mean, I hate to even say yet. Does he get to that point? I don't know. We need that Crawford fight. You give me that Crawford fight, and you show me a dominant Spence box the way he did last night or even stop. Now, I favor Crawford in that fight still, but I'm saying, hypothetically speaking, if he goes out there and starts taking on a bunch of 147-pounders like a Thurman of the world, and he says in Spence that he wants to fight 2 to 3 more times this year, what? Like, that would be 4 times a year. I believe that when I see it, but he has shown the interest now to go after guys at 147. I think, honestly, Pacquiao is next. And that doesn't, a win against Pacquiao at this juncture doesn't really say too much to me, being at where Pacquiao is with his age and where he's at in his career.
Okay, but back to Earl Spencer. What about Killer Instinct? What about the fact that Ray Leonard, and he and I were running one morning, and I said to him, Ray, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? It didn't take him long to react. He said to me, he goes, the willingness to gamble. You have to gamble to be great. I mean, that was a pedestrian performance last night. You keep applauding the fact that a welterweight, a guy with a huge size advantage, huge reach advantage. I mean, he was left-hander. He had it all going for him last night. He kept his foot on the outside for the most part. He's a faster guy. I mean, he had all the hometown guy. I mean, the promoter, Jerry Jones, is in his corner. I mean, what more could Earl Spence have had last night? And he didn't, and he really, I mean, I'm sorry, 12 rounds, whether he won all 12 rounds or not, it was a manner in which he won the rounds. He didn't go out there and show me anything that would make me fear him if I was Bud Crawford.
No, I definitely feel your point there, 100%. And usually a performance like this would bother me. But because given, even though that Mikey was smaller, you know, given the fact that Mikey is a very good boxer with a high boxing IQ, the fact that Earl Spence boxed him the way he did was impressive to me. Now, you mentioned Killer Instinct. That's why I still favor Terrence Crawford in that fight, so say if it ever happens, because we know how Crawford is, man. He smells the blood. He's like a shark in the water. He will dog you out. And I think that we need to see that from Spence. You know, again, if he does that against Pacquiao, that doesn't impress me too much. I need to see him do it against a fresh body at 147 pounds. The guys that are in his weight category.
The most entertaining aspect of last night's fight card, which cost some people as much as $100, was this interview right here.
Well, what a show it was tonight here at AT&T Stadium. We were treated to a huge performance. 12 fantastic rounds of boxing between Errol Spence Jr. against Mikey Garcia. And I'm joined by the IBF welterweight champion of the world, Errol Spence Jr. Congratulations, first of all. Fantastic performance. You've long been talked about as the boogeyman of this division. You felt like a fighter that was on the verge of greatness coming into this. You needed a great fight to put you right there. How do you reflect on this performance?
I feel like it was a great performance. I basically showed my boxing IQ. I showed my skills and my talent, just showed my ability throughout the whole training camp. And when this fight was made, people were saying that, you know, he had faster feet than me, he was smarter than me, he was a better fundamental fighter than me. So I just wanted to prove that I have, you know, a different arsenal.
That's right. Coming into this fight, a lot of people talked about it being lose-lose for you.
Yeah.
You just outboxed one of the greatest boxers in the game. Do you feel like coming out tonight is win-win?
Definitely. I feel like, you know, a lot of people thought I was just going to bulldoze him, just run him over with just pure, you know, brute strength. But I just showed a different type of boxing IQ that a lot of people haven't seen from me.
Was what we saw in the ring your strategy coming into this? How much credit would you like to give your team, Derek James, who's with you here?
Definitely. Derek, the one that did a lot of film, and, you know, he basically told me, you know, a simple setback with a jab would offset a lot of his rhythm that he does, and it'll offset his rhythm and make him start all over. So, you know, I credit my coach and just my whole team from, you know, doing game film and just breaking down and showing me different things so I can add it to my game and, you know, get this victory.
Yeah, I imagine a super fight like this has whet your appetite for another big fight. You obviously called out Manny Pacquiao. Do you think a performance like the one you gave in the ring will scare Manny Pacquiao away? He didn't seem definite about the fact that he wanted to take on your challenge.
Well, he never seemed definite, but a guy like Manny Pacquiao, you know, he's all blood and guts. You know, he's a real fighter. And I doubt if he's scared of anybody in, you know, any division, you know, as proven as, you know, he's fought anybody that's been in his way. So, you know, I think he'll take the challenge. You know, it's a big money fight. You know, he's on his way out. So he's a future Hall of Famer, too. So why not fight?
Can you be the man to retire him?
Oh, definitely. I can't give him that retirement check.
listen, Sean Porter, my friend, has been on this Fox broadcast with us. You've not shown him a lot of love tonight. He's listening in, though. Is there anything you'd like to say to him directly? Because he can hear you.
I like to tell Sean Porter that if the Manny Pacquiao fight don't happen, I'll definitely, you know, take that fight with Sean Porter. You know, I've been wanting that fight. When he fought Danny Garcia and he beat Danny Garcia, I got in the ring and told him, let's make this fight happen. He said it's easy to make happen, but, you know, it didn't happen. So that's the whole reason I fought Mikey Garcia. So, you know, if he want to fight, we can definitely make that happen if the Pacquiao fight don't happen. But I definitely will fight Sean Porter and take that WBC belt from him.
And Errol, I'm up top. I showed you respect tonight. All the respect to you, what you did tonight. You did a fantastic job. You dominated. Much respect to you. Congratulations to you, your team, your family. And listen, if Manny Pacquiao is dragging his feet, you ain't got to look left. You ain't got to look right. We're both ready for this. This is a collision course that's been waiting to happen. You just let me know when, baby. Let me know when.
Definitely. That is a super fight, so... You know, I definitely take that fight. It's a super fight. It's what the fans want. He's a real fighter. I'm action-packed. He action-packed. And if we both clash, is, you know, it's going to be an extremely crowd-pleasing fight.
Dallas or Cleveland? Where would it happen?
Oh, Cleveland!
Got to bring it back to Dallas. Hey, America's team.
No, hey, I got no problems with that, man. Jerry Jones has shown me some love. And I know your crowd has showed you some love, man. Hey, man, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you soon, man.
Thank you.
I mean that.
Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we all echo that. You really did. You touched greatness tonight. Camp is hard, man. Is there anything you're really looking forward to right now?
Getting a burger.
Yeah?
I'm looking for getting a double burger. Like, I'm fiending for some grease. Like, even after my weigh-ins, like, I ate healthy throughout sweet potatoes mm-hmm. and fish, things like that. So I haven't had anything greasy, fries, or anything that's going to go through a brown paper bag in a long time.
Go for it, man. Indulge yourself. You've deserved it. Listen, you touched greatness tonight. It was an absolutely fantastic performance. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate your time.
Errol Spence, now 25-0, 21 wax, didn't even put Mikey Garcia down. Johnny Singh, hour number two. We're talking David Benavidez and what else?
Yes, sir. We're also going to recap the UFC from London yesterday. And also, DAZN had a card on Friday. Kevin Farmer looking sharp once again. So, lots to talk about, as always.
Johnny Sigg coming up in hour number two. Next up, the Godfather himself, the retired HBO Godfather, the iconic Larry Merchant in the house, live on Sports Byline.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Manny Pacquiao, he told us yesterday, I want Pacquiao next. Errol is with Heidi.
Thank you very much, Kenny. Errol, will you walk out in front of these 47,000 fans, that pyro, that band? I know you want to talk Manny Pacquiao, so I'm just going to let you do it right now.
Yeah, tell Manny Pacquiao come back over here. Manny, come on over here, Manny.
Manny, you're being requested here, center of the ring.
He's been here before. He done broke records here before. He's a legend of the sport, and it'd be my honor to fight him next.
Is that the fight you want next, Manny?
Yeah, why not? I mean, we'll give the fans a good fight.
Would you want to do it right here in AT&T Stadium? I saw Mr. Jones. I don't know where he went. I'm sure he would have no qualms about doing that.
Well, I'm so happy to be here in Dallas, and I'm hoping that I will be back here soon.
Popcorn, the Godfather of Soul, James Brown from the Godfather of Soul to the retired HBO Godfather down there in Southern California. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. A very good morning to you, sir.
Back at you, Pedro.
Okay, 12 rounds of... Earl Spence, dominating fight last night. How come I wasn't thrilled? How come I wasn't feeling fulfilled after that? Why? Am I demanding too much?
No. You're a fan. And fans want to see drama. They want to see Leonard and Hearns. They want to see Hagler and Hearns. Or any variation thereof. What was surprising last night, to me as a big Spence admirer, was that he was a better boxer than I knew. I think he came into the fight determined to show he can outbox the boxer, as well as outbang him, use his size advantage primarily to box. That was his decision, and it was a little disappointing to me that he didn't take more risks to go after and finish Garcia. But the bigger man prevailed over the smaller man. The good big man beats the good small man, and that was reaffirmed.
No, and there's no doubt about that. But, you know, Ray Leonard and I were running in somewhere in Florida, and I remember the Bugs. And I asked him, I said, you know, what's the difference between a good fighter and a great fighter? And he said, you know, Pedro, it's the willingness to gamble. The willingness to gamble. Mr. Spence wouldn't gamble last night against a guy that was two weight divisions smaller than him. Godfather, I'm not bragging or boasting, but at 139 pounds, if you put me in with a featherweight Golden Glove champion at that time and I didn't smoke him like a Inglewood blunt, I'd be in trouble.
Well, that's why Ray Leonard is regarded by many of us as not just the best fighter of his time, but of many times, because he was a boxer who would be willing to take risks against the best fighters out there. So, as I said, that was a little disappointing, but at the same time, I think that Spence showed that he could measure up against junior middleweights and eventually Canelo, which would be the big one, because of his size as a big welterweight, standing over 5'9", originally a junior middleweight himself. So I think I'm looking ahead to how that may play out or not. But here's the big money fight is right now is Pacquiao. And we'll see if the terms can be met, because Pacquiao is going to get the biggest chunk because he's Pacquiao.
True. But you know, you're talking about this kid moving up to 147 pounds when he's beaten up. You're talking about maybe taking on Manny Pacquiao now. Here's a guy that turned pro at 107 pounds, so he's naturally not a welterweight or a junior middleweight either. In other words, I mean, this is sort of like Marvin Hagler to an extent. And I know you're a big Hagler fan, but Hagler made his bones beating up on smaller guys. Ray Leonard, John Mugabe, he fought Ray Leonard and lost. Roberto Duran exposed him to an extent. And, of course, that brought Ray Leonard coming 3 years later and fighting him. So Mugabe the Beast, I mean, as far as middleweight, you know.
He didn't duck anyone.
That's true.
And he beat almost all of them.
Yeah.
That's the history of it. And he was involved in one of the most thrilling fights in the history of the sport. But to get back to last night, I think that Spence did establish that he could measure up physically with bigger fighters and that he could beat most of them. It wasn't the kind of thrilling drama that can elevate someone to a higher level, to real stardom. But that's the game. And the storyline of this fight, certainly before the fight, was Garcia. Why was he taking this risk? Almost all experts saw this the same way, that Spence would eventually would have to win. And I'd have to say that Garcia saw it the same way as the fight went on.
I think you're overlooking the young man from Omaha, Nebraska. I'm talking about Mr. Bud Crawford. You see, you have him move him to 147. I think there's a potential super fight right there. In other words, a super fight to me means a fight where you go into the ring and you've got two guys and both there are people picking both sides. You really don't know which way it's going to go. There aren't long odds. There aren't 4-to-1 odds, nothing like that. So I think that at 147 pounds, Mr. Spence could have a formidable foe in Bud Crawford.
I agree. And hopefully that fight can be made because, I say hopefully because of the different promoters and networks and maybe a time will come when it's so big that the networks will join forces and see the fight get made. But I think Spence's size matters in that he'll have. Would he like to fight the kid from Omaha? Sure. But and would I want to see it? Absolutely. Would it be a thrilling fight? I don't know. Remember, they could both box.
Yeah.
And that's why the sport's called boxing. Many people, I prefer to call it professional prize fighting. In my mind, the best defense is to hit the other guy first. which, let's give credit again to Spence. He did last night.
Okay. Eleanor's son shot you a text here. He said, how come Hagler never moved up in weight if he was such a great fighter? Why didn't he test the waters at 175?
Because all of the there were so many good middleweights around, having Hearns and Leonard, who were stars from almost the time they started to fight pro. But he fought every middleweight. He went to Britain to win a title. He wasn't a big guy who could easily move up into light heavyweight. There have been a few guys, middleweight, who have moved up to light heavyweight, but not many of them were successful, including the great Sugar Ray Robinson. Okay. So that's a negative where you can't prove a positive.
Okay. Here's another question for you regarding Hagler. Did he have an inferior corner in Goody and Pat Petronelli? They seem like really nice guys, but they didn't seem to have too much of a command of the fight, especially during that Leonard fight.
I don't know. You know, it's an interesting parallel. When Hagler fought Leonard, he was determined to show, unlike his fight against Hearns, when he went out to show he was just the stronger and even the tougher guy, against Ray Leonard, he had such a phobia about why Ray Leonard was famous, and a big superstar, that he wasn't for most of his career. He was going to Philadelphia to fight all those tough Philadelphia middleweights and so on, learning his craft.
Running up on a hard break, you are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Larry Merchant after the break.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
5:30.
I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need, and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do?
fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It has been said that I have two alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the army.
I'm only bold and cocky before and after fight.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, no, now keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too smart, I'll knock you out.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 40 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, of course, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. And I want to mention the fantastic Dan Patrick channel, of course, rocking and rolling Sirius XM channel 211. Straight up, we have the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, on live from Southern California, talking about Larry Merchant. And Larry, last week I took you in a different spin and we talked about Wilt Chamberlain. I bring you back to Philadelphia and Reuben Hurricane Carter. Very controversial figure, went to jail for murder. Talk to me about your times with him.
Well, when Reuben, when I saw the Reuben Carter, who had come out of jail, he struck me in hindsight as the first bald fighter I'd ever seen. And he had a beard. And, was this menacing-looking character, which he enhanced by going into Joey Giardello's backyard in South Philadelphia to train for a week or two, just to stir things up. And we're talking about his fight with Giardello, I think because of the movie in which they portrayed Carter as being robbed of the title. It didn't equal the facts of the matter. I covered that fight. It was a good fight. I thought Giardello, who was a hell of a fighter, won the fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it goes.
But the Hurricane controversy, the fact that he got out of jail for murder, he was tried twice for murder and convicted, and then they finally said that he didn't do it or they weren't sure he did it. But Bob Dylan did a song about him. He was like a culture, a central figure there.
He was a figure in popular culture because at the time he was celebrated and became a cause somehow in the anti-establishment times of that day of the Vietnam era and so on. I don't know whether he did it or not. I can only speak to seeing him fight a few times. He was a really good fighter. Maybe a revolutionary figure who became a style setter for some fighters later on.
Well, you know, I met him at the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canada, and he was living in Canada at the time. He was still bitter over the fact that he had spent that much time in jail, and He just seemed like he was a bitter guy a long time. I guess I'd be bitter, too, if I went to jail for something I didn't do. I guess anybody would. Yeah.
You want me to disagree with
that?
No,
I mean, holy cow. Anyway, from Hurricane Carter to Hurricane Fury, where's Tyson Fury going to go next? Has Bob Arum got an opponent lined up for him?
Probably. Maybe Areola, after Areola came back last night in the preliminary fight and looked good against a Haitian fighter got himself into shape. I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm out of the loop, and I talk to people who are inside the loop, and they haven't figured it out yet. It's just a question of juggling the top three and figuring out who should fight who, when, and how can they make the most money at it.
How can I put this? We have Deontay Wilder here being like the lone man out. He's the American entry, of course, the WBC champion, 2008 Olympic bronze medalist out of Mobile, Alabama. But Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua, supposedly they command more as far as money is concerned. So if he's on the outside looking in, how does he get in? How does he get in if he doesn't sign with DAZN to fight Joshua, or he doesn't sign with ESPN to fight Fury?
You know, I don't have the answers. I do know that it's a massive fight, and it will get made eventually if for no other reason than the losing side will be able to make a lot of money as well as the winning side. And that's the nature of the game. Prize fighters and their promoters are not just athletes and businessmen. They're both. And this will slide in some way where they can all do the best they can. I think, isn't Joshua supposed to fight this American, Gerald Miller?
Gerald Miller in the Garden, I believe.
Yeah, well, that leaves Wilder and Fury out there to make either a date or two more mismatch heavyweight fights.
Okay. Speaking of mismatches, I mean, I guess, I don't know. Terrence Crawford's got a fight coming up, I believe, with Amir Khan. And I don't know where that makes any sense whatsoever, except for the fact that Amir Khan draws good numbers across the pond and in Pakistan and places like that as far as revenue is concerned. But he doesn't bring a whole lot to the dance. And I'm sort of starting to shrug my shoulders now because these welterweights, I mean, we have these two talented welterweights, these two really hot guys, and they seem to be going not at each other.
Agreed. Again, you know, that is certainly a fight of all the fights that can be made with Spence. That's the one I would want to see. And hopefully it'll get made. But if Spence, who is now in his prime, by that time he might be beyond his prime. He might be moving up in weight. There's a lot of different factors. I like watching both of them. And it would be a big deal if we could get both of them in the same ring at the same time.
Alan Kay asked a question I've asked before. If we, you know, we have 106 and 108-pound fighters wearing 8-ounce gloves. If we brought those gloves down to, like, commensurate with their size, maybe 4-ounce gloves, do you think the lighter weights would be a lot more exciting than they are? Because, you know, under 126, you sort of snooze.
Well, brought up as an American and watching our fighters from the late 30s onward, there hasn't been a lot of interest in the smaller weight divisions, although the featherweights had their time when HBO put on Boxing After Dark and they all got big exposure, and it was a good, the best time for featherweights in my lifetime. But the lower divisions are coming from Asia and South America, and some of them are terrific fighters. Last night, this kid Neri, was on the undercard and produced a knockout. I think he's a bantamweight.
Yep.
Look, it's not just the knockouts. People and Americans want to see bigger guys fight, middleweights and heavyweights especially.
Okay, we talked before, and I heard a couple people mention this last night, and I'll ask you how you feel about this. boxers aren't trained to box anymore. They're trained to fight, or they're athletes training to fight. What is a sweet science? Is there a lack of teachers as far as pure boxing is concerned? Because you don't see guys applying the sweet science as much as they did in the past.
Well, first of all, you know, that's changing all sports. I mean, we see basketball players who used to be centers are now point guards or point forwards, and athletes are bigger, faster, better trained than ever. And so the way they play changes because of that, in team sports and individual sports. And fighters are fighting a more athletic way today, but they haven't learned how to fight off a jab as well as they used to, or turn left hooks the way they used to. It's everything evolves, and so have these sports. Race car drivers like drive faster cars today than they used to. So that's just part of the deal. I think some fighters like Spence and Crawford, in their versatility, in Crawford's case, fighting left-handed as well as he fights conventionally, who can box and bang, and now we know that Spence can do the same thing. You know, they're superior athletes and elite athletes, and if this was way back in the day, they would have learned how to do it in a different way.
Godfather, the fight was a 6, the company was a 12. I thank you so much.
Thank you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, folks, the Hall of Famer, Mr. HBO himself, live only on Sports Byline. We've got an hour to come, of course, of the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network production of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number 2 still to come. Of course, we'll hear from Mike Tyson. Whoa, Mike talking smack. Mike talking smack, really? Yeah, and of course, we'll hear from Muhammad Ali talking smack as well. Him and Howard Cosell. We'll bring in Johnny Sig. We'll talk about the UFC. Not a big weekend in the UFC, but a pretty good weekend in the UFC. Lots of things to talk about in the world of mixed martial arts and combat sports. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no commitment text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. I've got heartburn. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Sees a bunch in a line, a pool of blood. Blood's out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell for one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise?
At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, my mother told me it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. Who am I? Somebody just sent me a text. Who the hell are you? My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion. Of course, when the Golden Gloves first were concepted here and the conception of them came here in the United States, there were four cities, New York, St. Louis, Chicago, and San Francisco. The bottom line is I won four Northern California Golden Glove titles, was fortunate enough. Went to the Olympic trials, the Western Olympic trials in 1984, finished number 13 in the country in a hot year in 1984. That shows you how old I am. Won a couple other titles, you know, some significant titles, but the bottom line is I'm really proud of those four Golden Glove championships. And of course, two-time North American Writer of the Year, WBO Writer of the Year, WBC Writer of the Year, Oregon Writer of the Year. I keep going as far as the awards are concerned, but the bottom line is that doesn't matter. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide still to come. What I'm trying to say is I walk the walk. But I've talked the talk. I've done it. I've boxed. I've fought. I've been the journalist. I've went around the world. I was Muhammad Ali's bodyguard. There's a lot more to me than just some guy behind the microphone here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Check me out. Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, iTunes, Stitcher.com. I keep going. But the bottom line is, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 35 years of radio presence. Hour number two, I bring you some of the greatest. That's right. Muhammad Ali will be in the house. Howard Cosell will be in the house. Maybe in a little bit Joe Frazier. But Johnny Signorelli will be in the house as well. John Signorelli, of course, Mr. Las Vegas when it comes to boxing, UFC correspondents. He's our guy. We'll talk with Johnny Sig. Wait. Mike Tyson will be here as well. Mike Tyson, the polite Mike Tyson. You know, the guy that you would probably invite to dinner with your mother if your mother was like a nun. Not. Bottom line is Mike Tyson unleashed here in Ring Talk Live Worldwide come hour number two. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment text line. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Now, don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is just one of the shows I've got. Of course, I've got the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine right here on Sports Byline. Here is the mighty Tower of Power telling you, baby, you are still a young man.